Higginson for three. This one's that much arc in that one. Mark Shelton brings in the rebound, and it's stripped from him. Tommy Morneau now with the ball with 60 seconds left. Over to Jared Brown, and he loses it. Stolen by Cuthrell. Back up to Higginson. Cuthrell again coming to ground half court. 52 seconds left, and the pass intended for Mark Shelton goes out of bounds. Tipped by Hines. Man who seems to be everywhere on the court. Yes, he does. Quite a hustler. 49.4 seconds left in the first half. 31-21. 10-point lead for Bannack. Like we said, Bannack hasn't played a game in 23 days. Coming out firing hot. Mark Shelton into Kuntz for the money inside the lane, and it's good for two. And now we have a whistle immediately following the good basket. Kuntz now has 8 points. We have a push. A push against Cass City.
After the basket.
As Ryan Brown says, the foul is after the basket. A push against Cass City. So now going to the line, shooting 1-1, is number 11 for FedEx, Jared Brown. 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far. 19 foul on Cass City. No word yet on who was that foul on. We'll call it on the sideline. Being aware that is at number 22, Curtis Dickinson, his second, as the free throw is no good. But then Tristan Kuntz comes down with the rebound, and he traveled with it. Seems like even if they try, no one can chase him with momentum.
It's uncanny because the momentum is going Cass City's way. And that's exactly what you want. It's Big Mo, 41 seconds to go.
As they get to Bailey Hines, out of the key over to Brown. And the tackle up nearly lost the pass. Messing back up to Bailey Hines for the right wing. A sweet shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Kuntz. 30 seconds left. 31-23. 8-point lead for Bannack at Cass City. Cuthrell slowing things down for Cass City. Top of the key. 15 seconds left. Being guarded by Bailey Hines at about 8 feet. Now drives into the lane at the free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Feeds it to Dickinson. And is good. With 2 seconds left, Morneau lets this one fly. No good. And Dickinson gets the last 2 points of the half to cut the deficit, only down to a mere 6 points after trailing all the way by 16 in this quarter. We have reached halftime, 31-25. Bannack leading by 6. When we return, we'll break down the first half for you on the WLEW Sports Network.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City is an economical, full-service funeral home providing pre-need and at-need services in a home-like atmosphere. Pre-need arrangements provide you with the peace of mind that your wishes will be carried out as you desire. At the same time, your loved ones are relieved of additional emotional stress of making decisions the way they hope you would have wanted. Learn about the pre-need program options. Call the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City for an appointment. 872-9700. That's 872-9700. Good luck to the Red Hawks from the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today, and you'll be glad you did. At Moore Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of Rams, which happens to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Speaking of trucks, here's a guy who sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron. Scott Provost of Sandusky has long been a bowtie guy in the truck department, but now he's seen the light in Ram Truck. Scott, start a list for us on the advantages Ram trucks have.
Better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passengers. Advantage Ram trucks. With now an available half-ton truck with a diesel engine, Ram trucks have better towing capacity and advantage Ram with the best interiors. Come see me, Scott Provost, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. I'll be glad to show you a real Ram truck.
At Moore Motor Sales, M81 west of Carroll.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
City as the Mad Axe Hatchets are hanging on to a six-point lead. A six-point lead, which was 16 at one point in the second quarter. As Cass City won for a run for it into the end of the second quarter to cut it to only 6 points. As Cass City scored 17 in that second quarter and Mad Axe scored 15. We'll send to John Mooney right now with your shot chart of the first half.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was two halves, that's for sure. We said the Kansas City came out shooting 38% in the first quarter, but they upped the ante a little bit. They shot 6 for 14 in the second quarter at 42% clip. Total for their half is 9 for 22, 41% for Bad Axe Hatchets. They started out blistering, we said, 67%, but all of a sudden they came down a little bit, 5 for 17 in the second quarter, 29%. Grand total for the half is 11 for 26, 42%. So basically, statistically, an even game.
Ryan Brown, what are your thoughts on that first half?
Well, I'm not sure who had the longer layoff by the looks of it, but Mad Axe coming out, like John said, just scorching the net offensively. Defensively, they were playing well. They were mixing and matching pressure on defense. Cass City couldn't really get into a rhythm offensively until the second quarter hit. When Cass City's defense started to pick up, really limiting Bad Axe's chances offensively, and therefore they were feeding off of that and getting good looks on offense and getting to the free throw line there in the last about 2 minutes of the second quarter.
As far as the scoring goes from the first half, the Cass City Redhawks have a lot of players, actually all but three players, have scored tonight. With the exception of Callan Hardwick, Dakota Hartle, and Drew Lewis. Sawyer Cuthrell has two, Mark Shelton with two, Jack Stern with three, Jacob Perry with one, Cal Ross with two, Curtis Dickinson with four, Mason Erla with five, and Tristan Coons with eight. They went 2 for 3 in the first quarter from the free throw line, 5 for 7 in the second quarter, for a total of 7 for 10 from the free throw line the first half for 70%. The Bad Axe Hatchets, well, it's pretty predominantly Bailey Hines with 14 points, and Tommy Morneau with 11. Derek Geiger has 3, Brandon Messing has 2, and Ben Sutton has 1. As far as free throw line shooting for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 1 for 4 in the first quarter, 3 for 5 in the second, for 4 for 9 for 44% on the first half from the charity stripe. People in foul trouble, Ben X has 2 of them, Derek Geiger with 3 fouls, and Tyler Labor with 3 fouls. As far as Cass City, they only need to worry about Mason Erla, who has 3, Jacob Perry and Curtis Dickinson each have 2 fouls. John Mooney, what are your thoughts for Cass City to continue that surge into the second half to get back into this game?
They have to have confidence in themselves. They need to go ahead and move the ball around, but when they're attacking the basket, they can't throw themselves into the FedEx defense. That's not really what they want to do to get a good controlled shot. What they really need to do is, again, move the ball, look for the open man, make the extra pass, and, you know, they were doing just fine in the second quarter, doing exactly